Matanam Das Bahas here. For that, we just have to know the Gemara's Maskana and the Machlokes Rishayim in the Maskana. So first, let's just see Rav Ashi, Alam Rav Ashi. Kulu Kani Lavar Meisha Lefishayin Isha Niknes Bechalipim. Amalei Rav Puna Bar Bereid Rav Nach Bereid Rav Nechem Yel Rav Ashi Afinishmei Derav Akavaseh. So what does the Gemara say? That the Kulu Kani, that Matanam Das Bahas works. Lavar Meisha, except it doesn't work by Isha. Why doesn't it work by Isha? So the Gemara said, "V'fishein Isha niknes b'chalipin." So Taisus, in the bottom Taisus is Masber, and the Shita of Taisus, the Shita of most Rishayim. In Taima, Frank Taisus, "B'mai dami l'chalipin, mishum d'chalipin hadri, achalipin gofayachem." And Amar v'nedar parakashut v'ndi tafis lamitfis. In the Rulavi, the lav chalipin hu. We don't mean that Matanas Lahazar is chalipin. The drabbanon hu the lehava kedush. Lekishaderecha aylam lahazi chalipin. Normally, you go to a chasna and the misadik kedushin does chalipin with the chasn. He gives him his handkerchief or he gives him his pen. So you normally the chasn gives it back, even if you hold he doesn't have to give it back. But normally that's the way it's done. So since it's normally done that way. Since it's normally done that way, derech ha'ilam has a chalipin, v'hani ken chalipin, dami v'aslamei marisha niknes b'chalipin. We're afraid. Really, min ha'tayra matanas lahazah should be a good kedushin. But the Rabbanu v'chayshish, that matanas lahazah is going to be a good kedushin. Some will think that the chalipin works as well. So therefore, the Rabbanu will mafkiya the kedushin. Ay, how could the Rabbanu be mafkiya kedushin d'iraisa? So Taisa says, Hilka Chavkinu Rabbanu Kedusha Mina. We had the concept in Ksubis last year that the Rabbanu can be Mafkiya Kedushin. Right? What did we say? How could the Rabbanu be Mafkiya Kedushin? So Rashi said that it's a din of Hefker Best of Hefker. Right? That the Mafkir, the whatever it is you Makadish with. So Mimela applies Zeis Kedushin. And Taisa said, Kedas Moshe Yisrael, that is like a Tanai. But Al Kaponim, Taisus learns that Matanas Lahazi always works Minat Torah. And Midrabanan, Gzeira to Chalipin, it does not work by Kedushin. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam holds that Minat Torah, Matanas Lahazi doesn't work. That the Din Torah, that Matanas Lahazi does not work by Kedushin. The Rand quotes the Rambam here in the back. And the Hezber in the Rambam Shita, we've already seen in the previous Sugya of Akadish B'malva, that the Avni Maluim and the Arsameach say the Rambam Shita is that all Kedusha needs what we call the Hanoah HaMizumenes. It has to have the Hanoah has to be available. It has to be a Hanoah available with the Kedusha. Memela. Zokta Rambam, if you mekadesh an isha with a ring, it has to be that the ring is something that she can derive benefit from the ring. And since she can't derive benefit from the ring, so memela, it's not a kedusha. The ran is masber, even though she could use the ring for overnight. It might be worth a pruta. You mekadesh with jewelry, and she could use it. Until you return it. So the Ran says, and some of you said this yesterday, that in a chinami, if you mekadish with the hanno, that I could use the ring for a night, in a chinami, avad it, it would be a kedusha. But here you're being mekadish with the ring itself. So the Rambam Shita is that the entire ring has to be available for use of kedusha. And since the ring is not available, it's not the whole ring, you could use it for a night, but you don't have the use of the whole value of the ring. So therefore, it's a chsar, it's not a kedusha minat Torah. What? But it's less money. First of all, not by kesef, right? And we said it's less money. If Bima Kash with a ring that's worth $50, and she uses it for one night, that's worth $5, so it's not, she's not masculine. Okay, so this is the Shita Sarambam, that it's not a Kedushin Menat Torah, because the woman is not getting the full hanah of the thing that you're giving her. And the sheet of Taisus and the Rush, probably all the other Rishayim, is that it's a drabanan. That it's a drabanan atu chalipa. So we have here a machlokes. Everyone agrees that if you give a woman a matana that's lahazah, it's not a kedusha. It's a machlokes. Why? They hold it's a gzeira atu chalipin. The Rambam holds it inside. The Hamakdash says will be a nafkamina between them. Because what's a nafkamina? One says that they rise, one's the rabbanim. Lamai says it's not. He says nafkamina would be, let's say you give a woman kedushin a matana al minas lahavzir to someone else. As you give a woman a ring, you say hariyat mukudesh libet tabazu. But Amanas lahazir to a third party. You give it to someone else afterwards. You use it for a day, and then you give it to someone else. Would that be a good kedusha? Right. So you can figure out how would it work out. Quite to the Rambam. According to the Rambam, would it be good?
It would not be good.
Obviously not be good, because the chesaron the Rambam is that she's not getting the use of it, only for one day. What's the difference if she gives it back to him or she gives it to someone else? No nafkamina. Just like it's no good if she has to give it back to the Mekadesh, because she doesn't have a full benefit from it. The same thing, if she gives it to a third party, it's not a kedusha because she doesn't have the full benefit. Mishenkei latesis in the Rosh. The gezeira to chalipin. When are we gezeira to chalipin? Something similar to chalipin. What's similar to chalipin? If I give you a ring and you give it back to me, is that similar to chalipin? Where I give you a handkerchief and you give it back to me. But if I give it to you and then achrecha you give it to Pliny, to a different person, so that's not similar to chalipin at all. And there's no gezeira to chalipin, and you can be mekadesh. The Rambam learns it's the same chesaron as chalipin. Just like by chalipin, we say the chesaron is because she's not getting the full use of it. And in Gimel Amud Aleph, we said that isha b'posa shab pruta lo mekanya nafsha, that the chalipin is no good because the chalipin is something which is not a. It's a bizayin for the woman to be mekadeshes with. That's what we said by chalipin. Same thing over here. It's something that is a design for Isha to be Kadesha. So she agreed to be Kadesha for the whole ring, not for the use of the ring over that. So this the Hamakna says as one nafkamina between the Rambam and the other Rishayim. The truth is that we already spoke out last time a bunch of nafkaminas. The Rambam's Etzem Shita that you need a Hanah HaMizul Menes, Rabbi Mekadesh B'Milva we spoke about, the number of Nafkaminas between the two. So this is basically the Sugya. The Sugya is the Rambam and the other Rishayim. What did the Namatanas Lahazar is. Now we're going to get into the Lamdis of it. But the Taich of Rav Ashi, of the Maskana, has these two shots. Now yesterday, we cleared. Is Matana Manas Lahazah talking that you give her something which has a value till tomorrow, like a piece of jewelry? Or is it talking that you gave her an apple, or a piece of cake? She has to give it back tomorrow, so it has no value. So the Ran clearly says it's talking about something that has a value. Explaining the Rambam, the Ran says it's talking even by something that has a value. He said, if it has a value, why isn't it a good kedushin? So the Ran said, in a chinami, if you mekadish her with the hanah that she could use the ring overnight, and that's worth a pruta, in a chinami, if you mekadish her with that hanah, it'll be a good kedushin. But since you're being mekadish her with the ring itself, and the ring itself, so the Rambam says, she doesn't have the full hanah of the ring, so maybe that's why it's not a good kedushin.
Giving her a ring and giving her a hanah. Owning an object is the hanah that you can.
Yeah, but owning it is an object of being able to either use it forever or control its use forever. And giving it to her just for one night is giving her the ability to use it just for one night. So that's that's not being mekadesh with the ring. That's being mekadesh with the use of the ring for a night. You say mekadesh with this ring because it becomes yours. Amanos, you give it back. So that's not kedusha with the ring.
Right,
we had a similar thing, right? If you mekadesh with hanos, mechilas milv, it's good. And with the milv itself, it's not. Alright, the Shaila. What happens if I give you a matana manas lahasa? Let's say I give you an animal to use. Matana manas lahasa, you have to give it back to me in 24 hours. Meantime, you could use it. And during the 24 hours, the animal dies. It dies. Mesa. So what's the din now? What should be the din? You give me an animal, and I have to return it to you. You gave it to me, Avanos, I return it to you tomorrow at the same time. So I took it. I wasn't Pesheya. I wasn't Nazikit. I just took it home, and you know, it had its heart attack, and you know, the time came, the animal should die. It wasn't Mesa Machsim. Well, it just died. It died. Or it was stolen. What would you say my responsibility should be? Have to pay or don't have to pay?
You don't have to pay because it's yours in that time.
I don't have to pay.
It's yours in that time.
Because it's mine. What? Give it back. You mean saying give it back dead? Alright, let's say it got stolen. Alright? Let's say it was stolen. What? Malachamavis, Malihof, Malihasa. So it would have died anyway. What? Yeah, I don't mean Dr. Kedushin. I mean a regular Matanah Flahazir. When I Kedushin, I give you something to use. I give you my Esrig on Matanah Flahazir, and then it gets sold. Huh? That's the question. I don't know. Everyone seems to feel tapata the guy. Huh? Everyone's got reaction. I give him the animal, nothing, no, it wasn't kedusha. I go over to you, I say, I'm giving you the animal, I'm going to give it back to you tomorrow. In the meantime, it's stolen. So then, so maybe it should be chayiv. That's what I would think. So it's not dead, it's stolen. Okay, I don't want to get into returning to that animal for returning. If you gave me a $100 animal, I'm returning back a $1 animal. I'm not sure that that's why is it different than a shayel? Because he's not a shayel, it's his animal. Shayel chayiv. If you borrow something that's stolen, you have to pay. If it dies, let's say stolen. I don't want to get into it. Let's say it gets stolen. Let's say stolen from me. So, why am I Shem Nechimim? It's my animal. What? It's Machlaik Yisif. But here it's more than Kinyan. I own the Guf. I'm telling you, you're giving me the Guf Hadavar. Shmuley says you're potter. Shmuley obviously feels strongly that you're potter. That was the initial reaction. When I first asked the question, a few people said you're potter. Suddenly now everyone's mechayev. Huh? Potter. He's potter because he didn't do anything.
But it's only his.
So I couldn't fulfill the tonight. He didn't do it on the
Nafahazi. So it's not mine.
The
animal did? I didn't do anything.
Not mine, but so what? So it was yours in the time. It was stolen. I didn't do anything wrong. I'm not anything. I'm not a shayla. But here I'm saying he did not rent it, not lend it. It's his animal.
But only
for the what? Now I can't return it, so what happened?
What do you say? So what am I? He's saying, what am I? He said, I don't return. So I'm not a shayl, I'm not a shaymer. I'm a nothing. You know, it's your animal. It's an Irishan. Ganif? Why? It was mine. It's my animal. You gave it to me. What? So I didn't borrow it. I never borrowed your animal. I'm afraid, since I didn't return it. Maybe we should take a vote, but maybe it's better to see what the round says. What? Right. Could he kill it? Well, if he kills the animal, he's zecher to pay. No, he didn't kill it. Say, if he killed it, he certainly have to pay. That was the tonight. So he violated the tonight. The tonight was, I'm a no slider. If you first go and you violate the tonight, if you throw it out, then there's no shayla. That was the tonight. You can't do something to make it unable to get back. Then the shayla is if it happens by itself. He's a chesed. He certainly, because he's the one that made it unable to be to do the tonight. So that's the shot. If you look at the Ran on the Beis Amid Beis and the Daphim of the Riv, Chasser Rabbeinu Shmuel. So I don't know, it must be 15 lines on the bottom. Chasser Rabbeinu Shmuel Zal. Right near where it says Malachi Beis, right under it. I'm talking about you, this is Rabbeinu Shmuel here. Let's see what he says. Because Rabbeinu Shmuel is Zal or somebody else, obviously. Shanoi saying Sharlach Haveire, I'm a Nostar Zero. Listen to what he says. Shanoi saying Sharlach Haveire, I'm a Nostar Zero, Lishloishim Yain. Umeis B'Seich Hazman. Potter Milashalim. Delay Havale Shail, Lishaiv Ainsin. It wasn't a Shail, they should pay Ainsin. Bafle Shaimer, Lishaiv Gneva Aveda. He's not a Shaimer, then he should have to pay for Gneva and Aveda. Elamakabu Matanahu, he's the person who received the Matana. Veina Mishaiv Elabipshia, and Nishaiv Lazira. Avad, if he's Pesheya, so he didn't keep his deal, he was Chayiv to do whatever he could to return it. If he's Pesheya and he doesn't return, then it comes out as he was never his Matana. But otherwise, good. Well, 1 second. But otherwise, looked around, B'Shem Rabbeinu Shmuel, that he's Potter. So he says a similar lashon to what you were saying. He's not a Shaimer. He's not a Shail. He's just a Matana. It's his. So he says Potter. He says like those who are saying Potter. L'chayr, it's a problem because I didn't keep the tonight. I didn't keep my tanai. You gave me an animal, and thus I'll return it tomorrow. And I didn't return it tomorrow. There's nothing to return, but I didn't keep my tanai. I have to give you a live animal.
Even if you want to give it back,
Tanai has to be in my kaiches. Tanai has to be in my kaiches. I'm an Einis on our return. What? Never gave him a question. He never agreed. He agreed to it, but he agreed to it that he's a Kaiches. Let me just tell you, the rush, not in Kiddushin, the rush in Sukkah, Daf Mem Aleph, argues with this Ran. He brings, now Rabbeinu Shmuel, he brings Rabbeinu Yeshaya, who holds like this Ran, that you're Potter. The rush itself holds Yechayiv, and he says Yechayiv for the reason that some of you are saying. So he made it to Na'ayam and us to return it. And he didn't return it, so mainly Yechayiv. So the Ran holds you Potter,
and the Rosh holds Yechayiv. So we have Lamaisa two shitas in the Rishayim, like the Tutzdad. Now the trick is to understand what the Nekudas HaMachloikis is. What are they arguing about? Or what are you guys arguing about? What? Are we arguing about an umdin of the das of the noisei? But that's not what he's saying. See, that's not the words that he's saying. The words he's saying is that he doesn't have to pay because there's no reason to pay. A shayl is not, a shaymer is not. It's his. His thing died, so the Abachanim's thing died. So there's no reason to. He thinks there's no reason to. That's what?
Depends on what's meant in the
Tanai. That's probably. It probably depends on what's meant in the Tanai, which is that. Yes.
If
I told him that was an
Esrei, he got stolen afterwards. You want him?
I wasn't the Yaitzit. That's what I would think. Let's say I take an Esrei from you on the condition that I return it, and then it gets stolen. I can't return it. So chayr, I wasn't the Yaitzit of mitzvah. Zachinami, because I violated the Tanai and the matana is matana. You're saying even according to the law, you should be that way, perhaps. Maybe. I used to matana the other ones. Never matana in the first place. I didn't keep it tonight.
But you still have to keep the answer.
Why? If I didn't keep my tonight. If I didn't keep my tonight, it should be ice mine.
I did everything that happened.
I'll tell you what I think they argue. I don't know. I didn't see somebody to explain. Yeah. Right. Matana Gemura. Therefore, according to the Rosh. Has he been a ton of Gemurah? I'm Yetzel Lachem. Yetzel Lachem has to be a ton of Gemurah.
By the Esri, though, he's not
going to be
the
Esri.
The
Esri
is
sold when we're not Yetzel. Well, that's
much like it's the Rosh. Why would
you have it? What? If I'm saying the matana was never a matana,
then it's
part. That's the tzaddik's part. The matana is never a matana. Tzaddik's chayiv is also matana is not a matana, but what? He's a ganav.
Why is he a ganav?
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a different question. This reflects the Russian Iran as a klar machlokes, and we have to understand. I'm just suggesting something. Let's see if it makes sense. Let's say I'm a dishonest person, and I would like to get something, and I can convince you for whatever reason you're willing to give me a matana minas lahasa. So you say, okay, I'll give it to you if you give it back to me in 6 months. So it comes in the beginning of the summer, and you give me a gift, a matana, I'm enough for house, I have to give it back to you in 6 months. And I'm a crook. Comes 6 months later, I don't give it back. I hide it, I avoid you, and I don't give it back. I'm a ganav. When am I a ganav? In the beginning of the 6 months, or at the end of the 6 months? When is my aveira?
In the beginning. Am
I a ganav in the beginning? Or am I a ganav at the end? How could I be?
I would never have given it to you had I known that you.
That I planned to steal it, but maybe I didn't steal it yet. When did I steal it? If Rosh Hashanah passes, on which scale does it go? If I get it in Toshin Samach Dalid, and I'm supposed to return it to Toshin Samach Hay, and I don't return it to Toshin Samach Hay. So it's an aveira when I took it. I'm a ganav. Well, it's an aveira on the day I was supposed to return. I didn't return. Where's the chet? Huh? I could have always changed my mind. There's an aveira. At the end. But what happened at the end? I didn't return it. So what happens if I didn't return it? What happened? When I didn't return it, it comes out the matana was never a matana. So what was it? It was Geneva originally. Once I don't return it, huh?
If I give you something, I'm only giving it to you because I know I'm going to give it back in 6 months from now. Had I known that you weren't going to give it back to me 6 months from now, I'd never give it to you in the first place.
So maybe I'm a ganav in the first place.
So as soon as you didn't give it back, the deal would never have happened. And since the deal never would have happened, it's like you stole it.
So it's from Afreya.
I hear such a tzad that I'm a ganav maybe originally. Once I don't return it, it's a gloy milsa that it was given to me as a maton on a tanai. If I don't return it, b'pshia, let's say I don't return it deliberately. What do you say? I'm a ganav at the beginning or at the end?
What's the deal? You have no obligation to return it until the end.
It says I'm a ganav at the end. Why? Because until the end, that could have changed my mind. But once I don't return it at the end, it comes out that the matana wasn't a matana. Because the matana was on the nose, I return it. If I don't return it, then it's not a matana.
But he had it all on the, with the condition that he would have to return it at the end.
6 months after the report, it is a show legally no problem. At the end of 6 months, he
decides,
you know what, I'm not getting it back,
you
come to
Gabriel. The whole reason he was able to hold it was because he had to return it.
Let's say. Machshava doesn't make him ganav. He thought about it even before he got it. 2 weeks before he was planning it. He's a ganav 2 weeks before. So why is he? When's he a ganav? When he takes it? When he originally takes it? Yeah, let's say originally it was his plan. His plan was to steal it, and the person gave him a ton of flowers, and he wanted to steal it. So the Geneva is when he took it. The Geneva is when he took it, but he when he took it, he didn't hide anything. He showed him he's taking it, and he took it. And at that moment, I didn't tell him. No, I told him what I was doing. No, I told him I'm taking him a ton of flowers. I didn't lie about it. I told them what I'm doing. It's a matana unless I give it back. So b'shas ma'is. So later on, it's a going also afraid that it's a ganeva b'shas ma'is. You say not. You say it's not a ganeva l'mafreid.
We had the hedge
The intention to steal doesn't make a person a ganav.
The whole reason he held it was because of this, because he had to return it. The whole reason he held it, the only reason he was able to have this whole thing was because of the fact that he would have to return it at the end.
I'll give you a nafkamina and you'll see. You know that a lulav and esrog has to be lachem on the first day, right? The first day or lulav and lachem. Let's talk about chol mayit. Does lulav have to be mine? No, I could borrow it. Okay, can I steal a lulav? Why am I not yet to a stolen lulav? Why? The mitzvah of avera, because of the avera. That's why I have the lulav. Let's say it's chol mayit, and I tell you I want to use the lulav. You give it to me. You say, I'll give it to you a matana minas lahazer. You don't have to. You can lend it to me. But let's say you gave me a matana minas lahazer. You gave me a lulav on chol mayit. So I took the lulav and esrog from you, and I shook lulav and I shook esrog. Now you made up a condition. I have to return it today. I didn't return it today. I'm too tired. I'm too lazy. I'm a ganav. Whatever. I didn't return it. Was I yaitzel mitzvah lulav? Was I yaitzel mitzvah lulav when I shook the lulav? Huh? Let's say it did happen. I don't want you. I'll wait till you come and you pick it up. You tell me you need it by the evening. You need it back. I didn't return it by the evening. So I'm yaitzu when I shook it. I'm not yaitzu. What? Not yaitzu because I wasn't a kind of tonight. I'm a guy who's afraid. Yaki says, because when I took it, I took it on tonight and keep it tonight.
I took it not to steal. I took it to use it. It doesn't matter what your intent is.
I think it's totally in the following question. The shaila is like this. If you look at me, I did a maisa ganeva. I took a little bit of esrog from you on a condition I returned it. I didn't return it. I certainly did something wrong. When did I do something wrong? If you look at it, that I took it, what I did was my original taking it was wrong, because since I didn't keep my Tanai, the original taking was a Geneva. If you look at it like that, that the original taking is a Geneva, so then it's a mitzvah of Avera. Then when I shook the lulav, it's a Gloy Mil, so it wasn't my lulav, it was a stolen lulav. Because now that I didn't return it, it means that when I originally took it, it was bad. It was big neiva. If you look at it that way, then the original taking is big neiva, and then it's and then I'm not yet. If you look at it the other way, if you look at it that my aveira is not when I took it originally, my aveira is that I had to return it to you by whatever time we made up. By 5 o'clock, I had to return it. My aveira is at 5 o'clock. So then, when I shook it at 10 o'clock. Then it was not an Avera, because the Avera was at 5 o'clock. At 10 o'clock, I had it with permission. Only at 5 o'clock, it became an Avera.
The whole reason I did it,
you're saying the Avera is when? When he took it or when he didn't return it?
The whole reason I did it was 3 years ago.
Right. But he did not tonight.
Right, and he wasn't having time.
So therefore, it should be Geneva from the time he got it.
Right.
So you're saying... Okay, then you're consistent with what you were saying before. So you say it's Geneva when you took it. What, from my two sides I'm hearing, is that it's Geneva from the time you didn't return it.
He's not Yaisa, but it's Geneva.
What?
He's not Yaisa,
when is he a Ganav? When he took it or when he failed to return it?
When he returned it.
So then he should be Yaisa, because then he's not a Ganav till 5 o'clock. Then when he took it in the morning by Shacharis, assuming that was Shacharis before 5 o'clock, so then he's okay.
Should be when he took it.
It should depend. This last case, the Binyan Tzion, the Achlan Ner, and his Tshuva Sefer talks about this last case, and he writes, he holds that he's yaitzah the mitzvah, because he holds apparently that the avera is at the time you didn't return it, not at the time that you originally took it. It doesn't become an afreya and avera from when I took it. It becomes an avera from the time I didn't return it.
What's the afreya?
That's a good question. Okay, well, you can split the afreya two ways also, right? As you're saying. It's only an afreya from 5 o'clock, not an afreya. Okay, 1 second. The pashtos, there are two ways of looking at this whole thing. You can look at it, yes?
If you return it, let's say they made it for 5 o'clock, he's a gan, comes at 6, he's not a gan.
Of course, he's a Ghana.
He
didn't return it at 5 o'clock.
He made a mistake.
He's b'shegeg. He stole it. He stole it b'shegeg. If you're in my house and you pick something up and you walk out with it, you come back an hour later, you say, oh, by mistake, I took it. So that means you were a Ghana for an hour. Fine. Now, somebody was once in yeshiva. He had gone to a doctor's office and he filled out a form and he had a pen in his pocket. So he found that he, by mistake, he took the pen. So he asked, Hashavas Aveda, do you have to do Hashavas Aveda right away? Could you wait till the end of Seder? So I told him it's not Hashavas Aveda, it's Hashavas Gezeila. He stole something, he stole by mistake. If you take a pen, you fill out a form, you put in your pocket, you're a Ganav. Right, you're a Ganav by mistake, and you return it. So he's a Ganav when he took it. When he walks out of the store with the pen, he's a Ganav. When he walks out with he's not a Ganav. Chinami. At that time, he had a right to do it.
So at the time he shook,
but at that time, it wasn't given to him. But tonight, if I give it to him, but tonight, if I give you something, but tonight, you stand on your head. You don't stand on your head. You're gone from your tuk. Yes. Do you not ask him? There's a ganav. It happens to be that there's an under nichalai the levin mitzvah b'mamayneh. There's an under that the person will be masking. Nachinami. But if he made up to return it, he fails to return it. He can't have an under that he doesn't. He's a ganav by mistake. So he's a ganav by mistake. That's right. He's a ganav for the hour. That's all. Now the shaila though is you could look at it differently. What some people are timing is he's not a Ghana for the hour, because since he took it 10 o'clock, Amadus will return it at 5. So by not returning it at 5, it comes out he's a Ghana now from 10, because he didn't keep his condition. He made a mistake. Now he's a Ghana for from 10 to 6. He's a Ghana because made a mistake during which time he thought he was fine, but now we find out he wasn't fine because he didn't. If you work for me and I don't pay you, let's say you work for me for a week and then I don't pay you, So when you work, you are fine. What are you worried about today? You're worried. For the whole week, you are happy. You are happy. You thought I'm going to pay you. If I don't pay you, so now the whole week I'm a gainer from you, no?
Yeah, but I'm still happy.
I'd love to have you work for me. It's a good deal. What do you mean you're happy? If you work for me for a week and I don't pay you, you work for me Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And then you come to me Friday afternoon, I say, I'm not paying you. So when am I a ganav? The whole time you work. So maybe in my Tanas Lahazar also, I'm a ganav the whole from 10 in the morning till 5 at night. Because you thought you're going to get it. You thought you're going
to get it.
You're supposed to get it.
You're supposed to get it every hour, not only for part of the time.
Well, somebody works here.
In my Tanas Lahazar, I only gave it to you 10 on the condition you give it to me back at 5. Let's say I lend you a sefer. Right? Let's say you want to borrow my Gemara. I tell you, you can use my Gemara on the condition you put it back in my shtender. Okay? And you don't put it back in my shtender. Are you a ganav? You're a ganav. Even though next week you find it and you put it back in my shtender. So you're a ganav for the week. Is that all? Okay, look, I'm asking, there are two ways to look at it. You're just saying it like a pashtun. So it seems that people who feel he's a ganav at 5 feel stronger than the people who feel he's a ganav at 10.
Well, if someone's working for somebody, he's working to be paid. He's not giving him a present. I'm doing being nice to work with you, maybe
again. But Tanas Lahazar should be the same thing. I'm giving you a present on the condition you return it to me at 5 o'clock.
An employee, I'm doing work for you, I'm not giving you a present.
1 week's worth could be worth $1,000. As long as I give you $1 million thing and I say give it back at 5 o'clock, well, what's the difference? The number of value and the difference?
One, I'm giving you a credit, I want it back. By the worker, I'm the worker that giving you a credit. The worker is doing his job that has to be paid.
So in the case of Matan Lahazar, it's Zikr. Zikr what? The kind of a 5 o'clock. As you say. It seems. Yes. We're talking Lamdis and you're bringing a Rashi. Rashi says, have a gazel mafreya. He's a gazel mafreya. I can answer you, it's going to be very confusing though. He's a ganav lemafreya from 5 o'clock in Ohana, he's a ganav lemafreya from 10. I'm asking, if I give you an esrig, a matanas lahazer, and you don't return it, so you're not yaitzah, that's a gemara. Pashtus of the gemara. You're not yaitzah, that I agree. So it is lemafreya. But it's lemafreya at 5 o'clock, or so now it's the mafreya. The mafreya means from 10 o'clock, no. But b'shas ma'isa was ganeva, now it's ganeva. Like I said, on which year's avera scale does it go? Goes on last year's avera, or this year's avera? Goes on the year I took it, or the year I'm not beginning it back? What? Because now it's happening on mafreya, but it's right now that it's happening. My avera is now. Now it comes out, something's happening on mafreya. Yes.
And if not, if Mekadeshini says she doesn't do something for 15 days, and then she does 7 days in, when she's not Mekadesh, or 7 days
she's never Mekadesh.
She's never Mekadesh.
And tonight is Mevatel Mafreya. That we all agree is Mevatel Mafreya.
Right, so once tonight is Mevatel Mafreya, why shouldn't it be Gzeilo Mafreya?
So that's the question. Does it become Gzeilo Lamafreya? So I think, well, you're asking that the Ran's not learning like you. I'm asking. No, that's the thing. Planning to steal it, you're zichah not over Gzeilo. It's only when you steal it. The reason, see, what Noach is saying is that it's different because here I originally took it on a condition. And I originally took it, I said, I'm taking it on the condition I returned it. That means if I don't return it, I'm a ganav. If you tell someone you can use my sefer on the condition you return it, if you make that a condition, it means if he doesn't return it, that means he's a ganav for when he takes it. He's taking it without permission. Well, now he's taking it with permission. But later it'll turn out, since he didn't keep the condition, you can argue that he had no right to take it in the first place. But it's not Avera to plan. See, that everyone along, there's no Avera to plan to steal. Lamaisa, he had it. Lamaisa, he had it. See, it's an interesting thing. On both sides, everyone feels so pushy. You'll feel so pashut the way you're saying, and then in Nayach feels, and Shapsi feels so pashut the other way. I think that's where I still look at him still. I'd rather feel more, my gut feeling was like what you're saying, like the, which will turn out to, I mean, this I think is the machlokes to Rosh and the Ran. Just, I think it's the machlokes to Rosh and the Ran. I'll explain why. If you agree, there could be two ways to look at it. What happened? I took something in the morning, on the condition I'll give it to you back tomorrow morning. I took an animal, and in between it died. So it died in between. Now I come to you tomorrow morning, you say, where's my animal? So I say, you know, I'll show you where it's buried, but you know, I can't give you back the animal. It was stolen. So you tell me, now you have to pay. Why do I have to pay? What did I do wrong? If you look at it, that what I did wrong was I didn't return it. You're going to say, I have to pay because I didn't return it. So I can tell you, I didn't do anything wrong by not returning it. I was an inus. And more than an inus. Your animal died. Your animal died. What do you want from me? If the tefiyah is on the later moment, on the moment I didn't return it, if the time is, why didn't you return it at the time you're supposed to return it, then the Ran makes sense. What kind of time? You have a taina on me, I didn't return it? Your animal went and it died? So you wanted to have a taina on me? The Ganav came and he took your animal. What do you want from me? Go look for the Ganav yourself. What do you want from me? B'shas ma'isa, I'm a total lightness. Not my fault. The Rosh holds no. I'm a Ganav Meikara. If I don't return it, I made it tonight. You can give me all kinds of excuses for tonight. I made it tonight. If you don't keep your tonight, you can have the best excuse. I have no complaints to you. But if you don't keep the tonight, that's our business. We have a business deal. The business deal is, I'm giving it to you today on the condition you return it. If you don't return it, then you're a Ganav. Then you're a Ganav. You didn't return it. So don't tell me excuses. It died, it was stolen. What's the difference? Lamaisa, I made a condition, and you didn't keep to the condition. So you have to pay for it. The Rosh says even a bigger chiddush. The Rosh says, afilo meisa machmas malacha. The Rosh says that even if I give you an animal, and I condition you return it 24 hours from now, even if it's meisa machmas malacha, it died because it was pulling a plow. Where if you would be a shayel, you'd be potter. If you were to borrow the animal, you'd be potter. But he says, if I'm giving it to you b'tanai, it means I'm giving it to you right now on the condition you return it. If for any reason in the world you don't return it tomorrow, then you're a ganav. It could be the biggest dinus in the world. You don't keep the condition, you're a ganav. That's my deal. The Rosh holds that the aveira is at the time you take it. Now, at that moment, we didn't know it was an aveira. We have to wait and see what happens. But once it comes out, you didn't return it, it was an aveira b'shas ma'isa. And since it was an aveira b'shas ma'isa, the Rosh holds, if you don't return it, it was an aveira b'shas ma'isa, you're a ganav, or taka rashi's lashon, you're a ganav l'mafreya. So memela, it comes out that you have to pay for it. You have no time at all. The Ran apparently holds not that way. The Ran holds, it's an obligation to return it tomorrow. If I don't fulfill my obligation to return it tomorrow, then the question is, am I chayiv for not returning it? So if I have a good excuse why for the reason I didn't return it is I have a good reason. So then what do you want from me? You want to be mechayiv me because I didn't return it? The animal died. The animal was stolen. You can't be mechayiv me for that. It's taka your animal now, but it was stolen. It appears that this is the nekuda of the machlokes to Rosh and the Ran. Now, you don't have to take that this is the pshat. I didn't see a hezber in the machlokes, but it would seem to me that that's totally zebizet. Those of you who understand my tonam and osla hazler, that the crunch time, the time to return it, is the time that it's a shayla of Geneva, you would probably agree with the Ran. Those of you who understand more technically, the way I would understand, I would understand it's a tanai. If you don't keep your tanai, then b'shas, you originally took it, you're a ganav. So you can have all the excuses in the world. Doesn't matter. If you make a business deal with me, so you have to keep to the deal. And you made an amanus, you have to keep to the deal. And if you didn't return it, so maybe you have to pay. That was the business deal. It would seem that that would be the machlokes, the two shitas. Now, we didn't get to the ktzais, which I guess we're going to get to on, I'm sorry it got so late, which we're going to get to on Sunday. The Ketzais clearly, the question is, the Ketzais fits with the Ram. Clearly doesn't fit with the Rush, for sure not. We're going to get to the Ketzais. The Ketzais, I told you, is Reish Mem Aleph Dalet. The language there is a bit difficult. It's probably clearer in the Avnei Meluim. Chaf Ches, was it Nun Gimel, I think? Chaf Ches Nun Gimel, where he refers back to what he wrote in the Ketzais, and he's masbir a little. And there should be a stipler on this Ketzais. I think it's in Bava Basra. I have my notes that it was similar on a test in Bava Basra, but the Bava Basra could... not a stipler, I said. Kilos Yaakov on the Ketzais. The Bava Basra wasn't in the shelf this morning. I wasn't able to check. But this Mitzvah Hashem will get to one.